And welcome to Fan Friday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Okay, so if you don't know, this is where we answer your questions, and you can submit your questions through our Discord. You can submit them on the Twitters. You can even do it on the Facebooks or even on the Instagrams, whatever. How you can send them in the mail. You can send them by plane. You can send them by train or automobile. You can show up at Doug's house.
Please don't.
You can text Kevin.
Please do.
What?
You can You can ride a horse onto my farm. Whatever you need to do. Just get us those questions. We'll answer them. And Doug, take it away.
All right. Let me scroll through these fucking thousands of... Okay. This first one comes from Chud Fu, and he asks, pivotal albums that you feel, if they didn't exist, that you would be a different person than you are today. I'll go first. Enema of the State, Blink 182.
That's a good one.
That I would 100% agree.
It came out in the perfect time of my life when I was like 13, 14 years old. It was the perfect timing.
That's the one. Yeah.
That shaped me so much and had so much effect on my life that I would not be the same. I wouldn't be the same.
So that for you guys?
Yeah.
Mine is Green Day's Dookie. I saw the music video for Basket Case. I wasn't even in rock at that point. That completely changed my opinion, opened my mind up to pop punk, which opened my... And then, like, Offspring basically took me to the punk route and then found all the other stuff. But Green Day definitely kind of opened the gate for me. And, yeah, Dookie was just a banger from beginning to end. That album, once again, if I ever hear it, I can't just listen to one song on it. I have to do the full album. So yeah,
you know, I heard that album before I ever heard of Blink 182. So I heard that album a couple of years before Enema of the State, but Enema of the State just did something. Like it just hit, it just hit different, and it was just like fuck.
And that really kind of cemented pop punk and kind of really, especially gave it that kind of vibe, because that was like the American Pie days and for you and I, the coming of age, I guess. Mm-hmm. So yeah, good times. But yeah, good albums, man.
This one also comes from Chud Fu, and he has favorite mixed cocktail for summer, which I know
I can't
Jared
drink.
Jared doesn't drink.
But I would say a Long Island iced tea.
That's a good one. Bound for the floor.
Oh yeah, listen, I'm only gonna have one and then I'm done, but it's refreshing.
It's all you really need, really. Yes, those are
I like a Moscow good. Mule.
Oh fuck,
that's exactly what I
never
was thinking,
mind Moscow I mule. I change my answer. It's that. Oh my god, you introduced me to that drink and I went, holy shit, what have I been missing?
Yeah, bud.
I should have picked some up this weekend. I realized I was out. Fuck. Yeah,
but it has to be
Moscow Mule. Those are delicious.
It has to be mixed correctly. It has to be mixed the right way, because if you get too much, is it lime?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you get too much lime, it throws it off. But man, a good Moscow Mule.
Oh, I can mix a good Moscow Mule. I think I can. I mean, I make it for my taste, and it's pretty good.
I miss it. I miss it so much.
I drink it out of the fucking Gearbox mug, or not the Gearbox, the QuakeCon mug that you got me that one year. That's what I drink it out of.
Link wants to know, OLED Switch or Xbox Series X?
Xbox Series X.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a part of me that's also like, I mean, I don't play my Switch enough to get another one.
Same.
But then also like I have a PC. So like what?
I know, but like if you didn't have that, if it's just between those two.
If it's just between those two, then the Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Series X.
Better games.
Shit. Yeah. Like, I'll tell you this, they're doing at least backwards compatible and like kind of upgrading games. They're doing a fucking phenomenal job of it.
Yeah.
They've got it basically like baked into the hardware at this point, while Sony's still kind of on a per game basis. So, I mean, like this generation, they've got a really good thing going. The Series X is pretty killer. Like I said, Debbie's got hers, and like watching her play stuff, like, shit's smooth.
We're back to Sony being on their bullshit with every other generation. Like, they won last generation, so they figured, oh, we don't have to put work in again. And fucking Microsoft is just fucking hitting home runs, while Sony's like, no, we still don't do crossplay, and if you want to, you have to pay us a fee.
Yeah. Plus, like, dude, like, Xbox, like, Game Pass, like, I mean, is one of their
grand slam.
It is a fucking grand slam, and that's got to be tough for either Nintendo or Sony to try to play catch up with, because they've got so many good exclusives, and then so many like good free games, and it's just.
And they've got so many studios under their belt now releasing amazing games, and it's more to come. Like, their E3 presentation was probably the best out of all, because of the fact that, like, they just put Game Pass in the front, and they're like, every single fucking game, they're like, oh yeah, by the way, Game Pass day one, Game Pass. Like, they just kept doing that, Game Pass. And, like, you know, they're getting all the Bethesda games, you know, they're getting all the id game. Like, you know, it's just, they're doing it right. But the Series X is a legit console. Like, it's a pretty powerful system. That's a pretty powerful shit. But yeah, I would say that. And the OLED, like Doug said, I can't justify buying another Switch just for the screen, even though I never dock it. I always play this on the go anyway.
Yeah, I barely dock.
It's good as it is, you know?
No, I rarely ever dock. I mean, I put on the dock to charge it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, here's another one from Link. I think it's a good question. What's more important, knowing everything about your fandom or being accepting of retcons to your fandom?
Oh, man.
And like, this feels like very pointed at Star Wars, because the Star Wars fandom is toxic as fuck. And you have people who are so buried in the old canon, the old expanded universe, that they
can't let go.
They push so hard against the new canon, and they're toxic as fuck about it. People cannot accept Rey, though they accept Luke and Anakin with no problem.
Yeah. Right, and both of those could be classified as fucking Mary Sue's to a point.
They could. I mean, like, so Luke tells us, like, oh man, I can shoot womp rats at home. Like, there we go. I'm a pilot, and we accept it. But Rey's like, I'm a fucking pilot. I build speeders. I do all these things. Look at all this stuff I do. Watch me. Let me tell you about how I pilot this stuff. Look at the speeder I built from scratch. Look at all this stuff I do. And people are still like, how did you learn how to fly the Millennium Falcon? Fuck off. Yeah. You're some fucking dopes, all of you.
I think they, I'm gonna go with the second. I think being able to be accepting of change is important, and I think that your property dies if it doesn't change. So,
especially
to keep harping on like Star Wars a little bit, like, George Lucas did not accept the books and stuff as canon. Like, none of the things that they did in the books, did he ever really like go that is canonically what happened. He considered everything else to be like a parallel dimension to a degree. Mm. And that's from Dave Filoni's mouth talking about like when Disney took over Star Wars and how they were going to treat the expanded universe. He was like, George never considered any of that to be canon. George always considered it to be like a parallel universe where these things could have happened, but they did not happen in ours. Mm. Unless we brought it into things like Clone Wars and stuff. Unless we took those stories and we used them that way.
Right.
Otherwise, they were just stories. So they have these people that get like all like, oh, but they're expanding it. Where's fucking Mara Jade? And where are the twins? And where's all this shit? It's like, well, it'll find its way in if it's meant to. Otherwise, it's just a story. And that should be true about every fandom. It's just a fucking story, bud.
Yeah. And you know what? Leave it to the writers. There was Okay, I mean, and toxic fans, wrestling. Last night, we watched a huge wrestling event on Twitch, and the ending didn't go as everyone wanted it to, even though, you know, people think it should have. But the thing is, it's not us writing the fucking story.
You don't know what's going to come next.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't the end all be all. You know, the credits haven't rolled yet, so don't write it off. So it's just people just get worked up and think the ending has to go the way they want, and it's not.
And then again, this goes to, like, I saw some people posting on Facebook, even just about Loki, where they're like, everyone watch Loki? This one dude. And people, this one guy I went to high school with, he was like, yeah, I watch a huge Marvel fan. Little confused about the alligator, because there's no fucking alligator Loki in the comics. And it's one of those, like, who cares?
Yeah.
Oh my God, who fucking cares? There's a frog Thor, so why can't there be an alligator Loki? Like, you know this isn't the comic books, right? Like, you know that these are different. Like, they take things from the comics universe and use them as inspiration. So they're saying, why wouldn't there be an alligator Loki in this, like, universe of, like, parallel multiverse bullshit? Like, fuck off. Who cares?
But it wasn't written on ink.
It wasn't on a piece of paper that I read.
Well, it is now.
Just like, most people just like, shut, dude. Who cares? Who fucking cares, bud?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Just be entertained.
So, I think we all agree that being accepting of retcons is important. The most important, whether or not you actually agree with them or not.
Just realize
you don't own the property. Like,
exactly. And we're not always the demographic anymore, man. We do hit an age limit where it's not for us anymore, and we have to accept that as human beings. Nothing's not always going to be always for us, if that sounds
right. And that goes for comic books, and that goes, I guess, for Star Wars, where all these like dude bros are so mad about these changes. Like, oh, how dare there be a girl? How dare, that's so, no, where's my Luke Skywalker? Where's my Luke Skywalker?
Oh, not my Luke.
Yeah, not my Luke. Hashtag not my Luke. It's just.
Oh, God.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's see. This one I meant to ask last week, because it would have been a little closer to, but I guess maybe some of it's still going on. This comes from June Lovebat. What games did you guys like from the E3/Summer Games Fest? But Summer Games Fest is still happening, right? Doesn't that go through rest of the month? When there's stuff happening in July?
I'm not sure.
I think
Jeff Keighley's always got something planned up his sleeve.
I thought it's through August, yeah.
Dude's killing it. The one I was most excited about, but it's me being the Dark Souls fan, was Elden. Was it Elden Born or whatever? The Dark Souls game, the new Elden Ring, yes, thank you. I was thinking Bloodborne for sure. Mm-hmm. But Elden Ring just looks amazing, and the fact that they're actually, like, putting a story behind it, because a lot of Dark Souls and a lot of those soul type games, the story is really just more kind of inference by, you know, what you kind of run into in the game. To have, like, Guillermo del Toro working on it, George R.R. Martin working on it, would assume that there's somewhat of a cohesive story and, like, script to it. But, man, it just looks fantastic. And, man, like I said, I love, those are my secret, I know, it's just my vice, is playing fucking Dark Souls games and getting mad, dying a bunch, rage quitting, and then somehow finishing it eventually.
There's a few games. Can I only pick one? Is that what he's asking?
No, pick a...
Okay. I think it was just favorite games.
So favorite games that I saw was the announcement for a Plague Tale Requiem. Damn it, I can't say it.
Requiem?
No, it's
Requiem.
Requiem. Now I can't. No, it's just
Requiem.
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 There you go.
So that one was fantastic. I keep telling everybody, if you haven't played the first one, you really need to carve out some time, because it's just fucking awesome.
I downloaded it this week, so it's on my PS5.
You're going to really love it. Like, it really is a special game. Evil Dead, the game, looks pretty cool. I thought that was pretty neat. Forza Horizon 5. I'm not a huge racing game fan, but those games get me. Like, they get me. I really, really love them. So
Horizon's really good too.
What's the game? What's the new space game from? What's the space RPG that's coming from Bethesda?
Starfield.
There you go.
That one looks really good. And then I think what takes the cake overall, my number one most excited game, is probably Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy.
That one was surprising. Yeah, and it looked pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I can't wait for that.
Good call. Doug, you got any favorites?
Back for Blood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yes. Yeah, I signed up for the beta for that, too.
I did, too.
Oh, did I?
I don't know.
Go do it.
I think so I did.
Hopefully we can play together.
And that's out in October. I don't know. I don't remember.
It was so long ago.
And I remember being overall underwhelmed. But it's not anyone's fault. It's not like, oh, man, no one's come out with good games this year. I just think that a lot of stuff that we might have seen this year has been delayed due to the pandemic. I think, people were working from home and they were probably working their ass off on stuff that was already supposed to come out, that, like, new projects probably have been delayed enough that they weren't willing to show off a lot at E3. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. What was that one? There was, like, a vampire Left 4 Dead looking game that they kind of announced at the end of, I think, the Xbox One. It was like with vampires instead of zombies. We didn't see any gameplay. It was just like a little cinematic trailer thing.
Yeah, I can't remember the name
Something
of it.
Sky. I don't remember what. Or Blood Moon or Crimson Moon or Red
everything
Dawn.
Everything with blood.
Red Dawn.
Horizon... Forza, that looks sick. Like, just
the Horizon series is rad.
Yeah, just the photorealism where it's like, oh, look at this vista in Mexico. Oh, mm-hmm. This is so pretty. Oh, God, we're in a video game.
What just happened? Yeah. Those games, the Horizon ones are fun because they're like the more arcadey style of Forza. So it's like their Need for Speed series. And it's, they're really good. I highly recommend them.
Cool. There's, I mean, again, I'm not into racing games, so will I ever play it? Probably not. But it was definitely very pretty to look at.
The thing that they started doing was adding like a ton of RPG elements, like anything else. But they have like group quests. So like you have to race to everyone has to get to this certain point and do the same thing, like in order to complete it. And then if enough people do it, then you get rewarded with a quest item and like an upgrade or money or something, or like a car or something. So it's really interesting what they actually do with it. And I hope that they keep the seasons, because the seasons was incredible. So through the series, but I don't think they will, because it's Mexico. And so I think the seasons will just pertain to like you going up to the mountains to see snow and stuff. But
Is it all in Mexico? Mm-hmm. Is it all? Yeah.
Yeah.
They always kind of focus on a main area. Like one of them was on Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so every year or every series, there's one, but they have a ton of different areas.
Yeah. So, I think that those are our choices for that. That was a good question.
You want to do one or two more?
Yeah. Let's see. This one comes from Austin. He wants to know, what canceled video game were you most hyped for? StarCraft, Ghost, Star Wars 13, et cetera.
That one.
Dude, Star Wars 13,
that
man,
one.
Fuck me.
Yep.
13 was a good one. That was a bummer to see that get canceled. Yep. And also we never got a name for it, but whatever the Silent Hills, it was called Silent Hills. The one that was originally supposed to be Hideo Kojima doing a Silent Hill game. Mm-hmm. They got canceled. And then like the QT or PT ended up being the demo. To see a full game like that. I mean, I guess we kind of got it like, Resident Evil got inspired by it and kind of changed up their whole format, which obviously it's worked for them because 7 and 8 have been fucking stellar. It would have been nice.
I forgot to mention the Resident Evil show on Netflix that released last week also.
I got to start watching that.
Oh, you know what? Good.
Very, very pretty. And it's another one of those like photorealistic. It's insane. The CG on that show is fucking crazy.
Nice. I think that, a canceled video game. This will be good. I forget the name of it. It's EverQuest Next. And it was supposed to be the next EverQuest where the community actually helped build the world. And so you could go and build these parts, and like if it was good enough, it went into the game and stuff. And they actually had a an EverQuest, it's called Landmark, to where you go in and you can build these things and hang out and stuff. And then those items would get put into the actual EverQuest game. And so EverQuest was...
It sounds like what Poppy was trying to do at the end of season two.
It is exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
So, but it was too much of an undertaking, so they just canceled it.
Okay, I'm looking for another. Okay, this one comes from Connor, all the way in Ireland. Connor wants to know, what's your favorite classic monster? Werewolves, vampires, etc. Zombies.
Zombies have always been mine. Yeah.
But if I had to choose, like, if you're also talking like classic horror films, whether it be like Frankenstein or
the Universal Monsters,
it's tough. That's tough.
It's a rough one, man.
Because like it would go with like Brendan Fraser's The Mummy, because the fucking movie series fucking ruled.
Yeah.
Classic enough, I guess.
Can I answer with kaiju?
Yeah, I mean Godzilla. I guess he could. I mean,
yeah.
If we're going like movie verse, but also, I mean, they've been around for forever. Yeah, werewolves are fun too.
I like werewolves. Werewolves are fun.
Lycanthropes.
Yeah,
I only like vampires when it's like blade vampires.
Yeah.
No. Not
the Twilight vampires.
Hold on. What We Do in the Shadows is also pretty awesome vampires.
You saw the Guillermo's gonna be at Texas Frightmare. Gus? Gus is gonna be there. Yeah. So.
Okay. Let's see. Maybe one more. But I want for Ratty put in, is it coming home for England, talking about the Euro Cup? No, bud, it's never coming home to England.
You're never going to get it.
Y'all got lucky. You're going to fucking choke. Get out of here.
Yep.
Wow. I don't know about the footballs.
Listen, I know enough to know that England won't win.
Ever. Now watch they're going to, or they already have. I'm not really sure when they're playing next. But he's going to...
he's going to riot.
Either way, he's going to burn us down. Because
rub that in your face.
Yeah. Let's see. We'll be fine. Well, at least
one more. Let's do one more. More.
One more.
Just one more.
I gotta find a good one. Oh God.
There's
a lot of saga questions, and I don't want to answer a saga question right now.
Then let me answer it. I mean,
I don't know why you seem to think that
was a favorite actress or voice actor. Like, I mean,
what
favorite actor, actress, and voice actor?
Oh, come on, this is too fucking hard.
It's hard to think off the top of my head.
Voice, off the top of the head, man. That's too much. That's too much pressure.
I'll say voice actor / actor, I guess, Alan Tudyk. I mean, the dude can kill it in
both Alan Tudyk
and in real acting.
That's a good one.
I'm trying to think of people with versatility, and he's
like, I'm going to go with, since it's fresh, with Loki, I'm going to go with Tara Strong.
That's a good one, too. Wait, why Tara Strong?
Why Tara Strong in Loki?
Because she's in Loki. She plays the minute... The little minute
The little minute thing. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I'll also go fairly recent. Ashley Birch.
That's
Mythic Quest. Borderlands and the
Horizon,
Zero Dawn and fucking like everything else.
Outer Worlds.
My God. Yes. Oh, she's so good in Outer Worlds. Outer Worlds 2 for yesterday's or
what? That's another announcement. Yeah.
Yeah, another of those to distill today.
But once again, it was just like a logo. And I think they even did that. They're like, this is a logo or something.
Yeah.
Like it was a real parody.
And then I really like Troy Baker's voice acting. I think he's a really good voice actor. I don't know about his actual acting chops. I haven't seen any movies or anything that he's actually been in. I know he's been in a handful, but voice actor wise. And then Alan Tudyk is great also. I mean, that was such a good answer, Kev.
I mean, he's, like I said, he's kind of a jack of all trades there. He really does, like, kind of like everything as far as, like, you know, getting the acting situation done. And
his Joker's very good.
Mm-hmm. That's what it made me think of, like, all the recent stuff on Harley Quinn, you know, and
his,
like,
Clayface is even better.
I saw the Clayface episode. This is acting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a constant. He's in, like, every episode after he shows up. Like, yeah. He's a constant character. It is so fucking funny.
I love that he just keeps going back to the redneck bartender behind the bar, though, for no reason, just, like, out of place.
There's one where he becomes a sorority girl, and it's very funny. Because it's still Alan Tudyk. Very fucking funny. So, yeah, those are all. There we go. Ryan Reynolds is a great actor, too. Seems like a good dude overall. I hope he never gets canceled.
Jim Carrey. He's been a favorite since I've been a kid, and he's still going strong. So
yeah,
the dude. Yeah, and he's another versatile actor. He can go from doing, like, Ace Ventura to all of a sudden doing, you know, Fear. What was the Love Mind movie he did with?
What's the Spotless Mind? What's the movie?
The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah.
The Michelle Gondry movie.
Yep.
Owen Wilson.
Wow. Owen Wilson has been good, and, like, he's one of those that, like, you look at some of his earlier movies and they're funny, and, you know, the dumb comedies and stuff, but, like, dude, he really shines in Loki. He's really fucking good in Loki.
He is. And
what is it with Marvel? Just, like, one, I mean, everyone's in it, but, like, they seem to, like, they pull the best out of, like, a lot of these actors and stuff. I mean, like, Robert Downey Jr. and, you know, you had a career, but, like, now you have a fucking career. And not that Owen Wilson didn't have a career, now he does, but, like, this is, like, peak Owen Wilson. This is really good shit.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that he... Yeah. Did Everyone we talk about... Him. We talk about him already and the fact that he tried to kill himself?
Yeah. That was the mid-2000s, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he went through some shit, man, and was like, yeah, this is it. And thankfully, it was unsuccessful. Fuck. Yeah. It was, like, at the peak of his... That was at, like, the peak of his career, because he was supposed to play... He was supposed to do a big-time movie, and I think it was Tropic Thunder. He was supposed to be in Tropic Thunder. He was going to play, whose character ended up playing it? I forget, but he was supposed to be in Tropic Thunder, and then he couldn't do it because of the fact that he went through those issues. So it was really crazy.
Was it Tom Cruise's part? I think that was the part, like, they got Tom Cruise to replace.
It was,
I don't think it was Robert Downey Jr.'s.
Jack Black.
Tropic Thunder, no, it was like one of those small cameo ones, and I think it was...
Bill Hader.
Wait, Bill Hader was in Tropic Thunder?
I don't know, wasn't he?
I haven't seen it in so long. Like, Bill Hader was in a bunch of stuff I remember back in the day, and I don't remember until I go back, like, Superbad. Like, he was one of the cops in Superbad, and it took me, like, forever to go back and remember that.
Yeah, him and Seth Rogen.
Yeah, and they're fantastic in it, but, yeah, dude.
Jay Baruchel.
Actually, and going back to that answer about who's your... Yeah, dude, he's another one that's very versatile with voice acting. He worked on South Park. He obviously did SNL.
Yeah, Bill Hader.
That's what I'm saying.
Is a studio executive
the guy. He was supposed to play Matthew McConaughey's character.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So...
Also, Bill Hader in Stephen King's It was fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah.
Like, I love the fact that, like, those kids, like, I don't know how much they hung out with each other, but, like, he nailed Richie's, like, persona. Like, the kid and adult versions were the exact same.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's it for the week.
Yeah, everybody.
We're going to cut it off there. Tune in next week.
One more.
Just one more. Tune in next week. We're going to have a lot more fun show for you. We hope that you enjoyed our second week back, and get those questions in so we can answer them. And that way you can get on the show. I forgot we were going to do a name drop this week. So we had a question that said, hey, can you give me a shout out this week?
Who the fuck is Kenny?
No.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, and then I added you on, it was on Discord, and I said, yeah, I'll get Doug to add it to the list.
Oh, no, don't put me in. Where was it?
Oh, yeah, Doug was like, I got it. His name is, and then what was the name, Doug?
Yeah, Doug was totally on top of it. He goes, yeah, I definitely got that. And He goes, I'll be sure to add it. And then I guess he never did. So this is all on Doug.
And the name is.
Dude, I don't know. I don't see any tags for me anywhere.
But I tagged you.
What chat was it in?
It had to be the question chat.
It's
under the diner.
It's not.
And the name is.
The name is. It's got to be back. Hold on.
Maybe the feedback.
Thank you, Kid Rock, for watching our show.
Maybe the feedback. Let's look. Hold on.
Oh no!
That's in wrestling.
Oh no!
Let's
see. I didn't shout out Byron for not watching Endgame yet. He's a liar.
He's a liar.
It's not for the feedback channel. Fuck! Where is it? Don't do this to me. What? Fuck off! What is happening? Is it the lounge? I'll never find it here. There's so much stuff. When was this?
It's under free games.
This was this week. It was literally this week. And I go, yeah, I'll get Doug to.
Well, this is on you for not reminding
me. Yeah, that's on you.
This is on you.
Hold on.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to everyone in the Discord just in case.
Yeah, because now we're wasting time while I'm trying to fucking find
it. Oh, you know who it was? It was IQ, I think. That dude. He was like, yo, shout me out. Oh,
yeah. I think it was.
IQ in the UK. IQ UK.
How did you know that? How did you fucking know that?
And how did you find that? Where is it?
My weird brain just remembers random shit every once in a while.
Yeah, man. I think that's it. Okay, so yeah, I think that's it. IQ, this is your long ass shout out. You got this, man.
I still don't see that, so I don't know if that's right. I don't want to be wrong.
Well, if we're wrong, let us know. Wrong,
yeah, what's the worst thing can go wrong?
We give the shout out next week. Don't say
that because now everyone's going to be like, you shout me out. You shout out Byron. You shouted out IQ. Like, where am I at?
Wait.
Who is that?
Join,
he's talking.
Wait, right join
now. Whoever. Everybody. That was just a general Discord just like blowing up because everyone's going to be like, it was me.
You were supposed to. Oh my God.
Spartacus.
It's going to be the biggest fucking troll. Everyone's going to be like, oh, it was me to get the shout out.
I don't see it. I've gone through like every fucking
chat. Well, I think it was IQ. I don't see it. So I'm going to say it was IQ. So there you go, IQ.
I remember it. Yeah, for some reason.
Yep. All right. That's the show. Goodbye, everybody. I'm Jeremy.
Bye. I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.